National political pundits are saying that control of the U.S. Senate is up for grabs. Among the key states being watched closely ahead of the November election is Ohio. Incumbent Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown is facing off against Republican challenger Congressman Jim Renacci. Both Mr. Brown and Mr. Renacci sat down in the Town Hall Ohio studio to spend some time talking about key issues that probably will be on your mind when you go to vote. Ohio's candidates for Senate today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Today is our third installment in our series of election shows. All of the candidates for statewide office have been invited to participate. And over the past few weeks, you've heard from the men and women of the Republican and Democratic parties who want to be your next Secretary of State and your next state auditor. Today, the candidates for the U.S. Senate join us, Republican Jim Renacci and Democrat Sherrod Brown. Now, here's a quick reminder of how all of this works. Both candidates provided a list of questions and the times allotted for their answers. They came into the studio separately, and then I edited those sessions together into what you're about to hear. And I edited only for time and did not affect what they had to say. Who gets to go first is determined by a coin flip, and then I rotate who starts with each question. So based on that coin toss, starting us off today, Congressman Jim Renacci. I asked him to begin by introducing himself to you.
Sure, Joe. Well, thank you very much for having me. Look, I'm a small business owner. Came to Ohio 35 years ago, started my first business with just a couple hundred dollars. Went from one business to 60 business, created over 1,500 jobs, employed over 3,000 people. I am a CPA, so I do understand in many of my businesses, although I never actually did farming, I had a number of farms as part of my CPA practice, so I do understand it. But I've also gotten to know in the district the dairy farms and the issues that they have. So, look, I was one of those guys that loved being in the business world. I went to Washington really because my Chevy dealership was taken away from me. And people ask me, how did that happen? Well, if anybody remembers the 2009 bankruptcy when the United States government took over General Motors, General Motors was forced to file bankruptcy. We ended up with a situation where my dealership was taken from me. So I went to Washington because I wanted to change Washington, and we've been there for 7 years now. I hope to continue to do that.
So give our listeners your overview of the proper role of government in their lives.
Well, first off, federal government, let's face it, goes all the way back to our founders. The federal government was supposed to be limited government. It should be limited. It should not get so deep into our lives. And that's why I bring up the Chevy dealership as a perfect example. Here's an example. The federal government takes over General Motors. I'm a businessman. And they basically make decision to take something away from me. Unexpected, unheard of. The federal government has gotten too big. It's now starting to get involved in too much of our life, whether it's that, farming, whatever. But I will tell you, getting my business taken away from me was like being kicked in the stomach. And when I called my congressman and told him about that, he said he would help. Of course, he lied to me when the vote came to reinstate. He voted against it, and that's the reason I'm the U.S. congressman.
So domestic issues will be much of what you'll spend your time on if elected to the Senate. Tell us the top three issues that you intend to be paying attention to and how you're going to address those issues, please.
Sure. Well, there's a couple issues. First, it's always jobs and economy, taxes and economy. Those are important things. That's why I was so happy to be one of the architects of the Tax Cut and Jobs Bill, which I know is helping your farmers here in Ohio, but also helping farmers across the country. The death tax, another important issue. We fought and fought and fought to make sure the death tax was put in the bill, only to see the Senate take it out. My opponent, Sherrod Brown, is not a supporter of the death tax, elimination of the death tax. He believes that should stay in. I'd love to see it be gone, and we fought to get that done. Workforce development's always a big issue. Look, we have so many jobs now and not enough people working, not enough people available to come. But also for the farmers, we got to make sure that we've got the agriculture issue taken care of when it comes to immigration. We have to make sure that there are enough workers for many of the farms as well. So I think immigration, workforce development go hand in hand. Last but not least is always regulatory reform. We have to make sure that we're looking at these regulations. Those that are overburdensome need to be reviewed and eliminated. I love what the president said. You can't add a new regulation in an executive order unless you eliminate two. That's the problem in Washington. We have too many executive or too many regulations. We have to start eliminating them.
I want to do a couple of follow-up questions, if I might, on some of the issues you mentioned. The workforce development, go a little deeper there, if you would, Mr. Renacci, on what you think we need to do to properly match the jobs we have and the skill sets to fill them.
Well, if you hear me on the campaign, you always hear me saying that we have set up an education system that drives people to college only. Shame on us for allowing that to happen. And then we've got a stigma out there that says if you're not a college graduate, you know, you're not, you know, you can't live the American dream, or you're not going to be, you know, the type of person you need to be in this country. That's all hogwash. Look, what we really need to do is have skill sets, and we need to be able to bring Votech back into the high schools. I've been a big proponent of that, back into the middle schools. We need to be able to make sure that individuals see more opportunities than just college. And by the way, some of those opportunities might be military too. I think all issues, when you're in 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, you should be able to see other opportunities. And then we should start matching up those skills that are needed, whether it's in the state of Ohio or other states, but we should start matching up those skills to the jobs that are needed. So I've said all along, in Ohio, we have a big box of skill sets needed and a whole bunch of people that need to, jobs that need to be filled. We should be the education system should be matching those skill sets up to those jobs.
This will be tough, but in 1 minute, tell me how we balance border security with getting the workers, the immigrant workers that we need.
Well, look, we need a wall, number one. The president's asked for it. We should get it, because that's not only going to stop illegal immigration, but it's going to stop some of the drugs that are coming over. So I think that's important. But at the same time, we need to have a guest worker program that works. We need to verify to make sure that we're employing people we know where they fit, whether they're legal or not illegal. So some of this could be done if you just get career politicians out of the way and you get business people who understand it in.
Congressman Jim Renacci, who is a candidate for the United States Senate. Of course, his opponent is incumbent Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. And I began my conversation with Mr. Brown the same way, by asking him to just get himself introduced to you.
Yeah, Sherrod Brown is my name. I grew up in Mansfield. I worked on a family farm milking Guernseys. There aren't many Guernsey. We had Guernseys and Holsteins. Not many Guernsey herds left in Ohio. My brother, however, is found at a farmer's market. He buys half gallons of Guernseys and Guernsey milk and brings it to me, and it's still great on oatmeal. But that really is not the point of the show. I think I learned to work on a family farm, and it's given me a work ethic. It's also, you know, I do this job by doing roundtables all over Ohio and listening to people, and it gives me ideas, whether it's farm policy or agriculture policy or veterans or economic growth or colleges and universities. It gives me gives me ideas to be able to come back and share those with colleagues and move on legislation.
Give our listeners your take on the proper role of government in the everyday lives of Ohioans.
Government is, there are certain things the private sector can't do. The private sector doesn't provide for most people a pension the way that Social Security does, the way that social insurance. The public sector, the private sector doesn't do Medicare, doesn't do health insurance for older people. Whether it's taking out the garbage or providing for the national defense or keeping Lake Erie safe and clean. And it does mean we work with local farmers on, whether it's cover crops or whether it's various kinds of filter strips to help farmers manage their runoff into Lake Erie. So there needs to be better cooperation in this country between federal government and local communities. We don't always do that well enough. We should always strive to do that, understanding the role of each when it's important.
You have a million things on your plate, as all of your colleagues in the Senate have. If you had to pick the top three issues that, as an Ohio senator, you're working on and what you're doing about those issues, what would those be?
It depends on the time, obviously. Right now, it would be what I'm involved in right now, and I know I'm talking to a lot of people on a really good show that does agriculture issues, but right now I'm most involved in the conference committee on the farm bill. Every 5 years, we pass a new agriculture bill. And the farm bill, it's a farm bill, but it's also a nutrition bill. It's an environmental bill. It's an economic rural development bill. It's a broadband bill. And many of the listeners to this show have difficulty with internet access because it's sparsely populated, or it's the rolling hills of Southeast Ohio, or whatever. So we are working on this farm bill. We passed it with 86 votes in the Senate. I'm the first senator in Ohio to be on the Ag Committee in literally half a century, and have done a lot on local foods, done a lot on conservation measures. I've done dozens of roundtables around Ohio during my time in the Senate where I've listened to farmers. How do we do the safety net well? How do we take care of how do we take care of our streams and making sure that our farms are working? How do we help the family farmer when commodity prices are down as they are now, or when weather causes lower yields? So all of those kinds of safety net issues. I think the other issue is that I do a lot on all the time is healthcare. Whether it's making sure that people that want to raise the eligibility age or privatize Medicare can't do it, because Medicare is a covenant between the public and people when they reach Medicare eligibility age, and it's served this country so well, or whether it's the issue of pre-existing condition. Right now, there is a move afoot in Washington and a move afoot in the Supreme Court to allow insurance companies to cancel people's insurance if they have a pre-existing condition. My wife's willing to say this publicly. She has a pre-existing condition she's had since she was 16. Her dad's union card at the illuminating company in Ashtabula allowed her a week in Cleveland Clinic when she had an asthma attack. And she, as 5 million Ohioans know, pre-existing condition can keep you from getting insurance until we changed the law a decade ago and built those protections in, that insurance companies can't deny you coverage or cancel your health care coverage because of your pre-existing condition. So all of those are so important, whether you're self-employed or whether you're in a big company where they provide insurance, or whether you're out in the open market and find ways of getting insurance.
30 seconds. Is your message that this move towards changing the pre-existing condition rules is a bad idea? Is it being heard?
Oh, I think the public overwhelmingly believes that the protections for pre-existing condition, for consumer protection for pre-existing condition, mean everything. Because people, there's nothing more personal than having to people in most cases than having insurance that they can count on, and no insurance company should be able to cancel you just like that.
That's incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown, a Democrat. He wants to be reelected this November. Before that, his challenger, Republican Congressman Jim Renacci. And we'll hear a lot more from Mr. Brown and Mr. Renacci as the show continues. I'd also like to let you know that beyond what you're hearing here on Town Hall Ohio, another great resource from the Ohio Farm Bureau to help you get prepared for the election is our Political Action Committee's website, farmvotesmatter.org. Great site there with even more information than what we published in our election guide. Some things different than what you're hearing here on Town Hall, Ohio, and also some insights into the two elections for the state Supreme Court, which are very important. So farmvotesmatter.org, another great source of info. We'll be back with Brown and Renacci when we continue. Welcome back to our visit with the two gentlemen who'd like to be your next United States Senator, incumbent Sherrod Brown, he's on the Democratic ticket, and Jim Renacci, the challenger from the Republican ticket. He is currently a U.S. Congressman. We're going to pick up our conversation with both of those gentlemen. Mr. Brown gets to go first in this segment. So, Senator, let's talk about foreign policy in the main. Give us your assessment of where America stands in the international community, whether it's economics or defense or social, political issues. What kind of policies would enhance where we are?
I think there's a sentiment around the world that America seems to be withdrawing into itself a little bit too much, that, whether it's trade agreements, whether it's our friendliness with foreign powers. I mean, we seem to be fighting more and more with some of our traditional allies, whether it's Merkel in Germany or Mays in England, or Trudeau in Canada, or Abe in Japan. We just don't seem to be working with our allies as well as we did, frankly, during the Obama or the Bush administrations. I appreciate the administration's efforts and everybody's efforts, both through from Obama through Trump to combat and weaken ICE. I think that's been ISIS. I think that's been particularly important. We as a nation, our security is so important. But I want to see us as a nation. I know how, particularly to farmers, how important trade agreements are. I also know that our trade policy has not served industrial workers and communities well around the state. I grew up in Mansfield. I know what bad trade policy and bad tax policy have meant to workers in my community and where I live now, and pretty much anywhere in the state. So I think the last point to make is, I'm very concerned about Russia. Russia has, they've not declared war on us, obviously that's too strong a term, but they've attacked us. They've attacked our elections. They've attacked our infrastructure. Everybody I know in the Senate and both parties is very concerned about the president's relationship with Putin. Putin is a thug. He's a former KGB agent in the Soviet Union, a communist country. And I'm concerned that we aren't being tough enough on Russia when it comes to our security, when it comes to our elections, when it comes to our behavior and our relations overall. And I think that's something important we need to work on. I work with John McCain on the sanctions bill that would really work to keep Russia from doing some of the egregious, particularly the egregious things it's done in its foreign policy.
Congressman, in your job now, but in the job you hope to have, you have to pay a lot of attention to how the United States fits in with what's going on around the rest of the world, economic issues, military, political. What should be America's stance? How should we go about enhancing our position in the global marketplace and the global political world?
Well, let's face it. First of all, we have to understand that we are in a global marketplace. No more can we just live within the United States borders, because the world has now changed drastically. And with that change, we have to be able to change. We have to be able to sell more product overseas. We have to be able to buy overseas. We got to be able to have marketplaces that go across country borders. And that's why we have to have fair and free trade. Free trade is important, but you got to make sure it's fair. We can't have the abuses of China, which is a big issue. We need to be able to work through some of those things. But in the end, we can't just say that we're just going to stay here in the United States and do what we did 50 years ago, because this world has changed and we have to be able to do that. For the farmers, as I travel the state of Ohio, I know they need to be able to export their product. They need to be able to make sure they can still sell to other countries. But it's got to be free, fair, and as the president says, reciprocal in many ways. And wouldn't it be great if we just eliminated all tariffs and made it even a freer and fairer system. And I know that the president talks about that, but those are the kind of things that I know he's striving towards. But again, we just can't live in this world and not think we're not in a global marketplace anymore.
Talk to us a little bit about your positions on our defense posture and our military presence around the world. What's the right path to follow there?
Well, look, in the past, the past administration, pretty simple. I used to always say, you know, our friends didn't trust us and our enemies didn't fear us. That's a serious problem. Today, our enemies do fear us. They're starting to get down that path. And our friends question us a little bit, but they still know that they're our friends. So I think in the end, we need to make sure that we have a strong defense. I'm glad to see that we've beefed up military spending. We need that. It's important that we stand strong in the world. And that we're a leader in a free marketplace. And I think that's really what's important. So I'm a believer that I'm glad we're going down this path. I'm glad we're strengthening our military, because a good military is also the best way to make sure we have peace.
Whether we agree or not, we're often viewed, we as Americans, are the ugly Americans. There are a lot of people around the world that just don't seem to have, and they don't care too much for America. Should we worry about that? Should we try to change that?
What's kind of interesting as I travel the world, which I've been able to do in this position, isn't it amazing that most people want to steal the United States passport so they can come here? Isn't it amazing that most people want to do whatever they can to get to America? So we hear that they don't like us, but they sure would love to be here because we do have one of the greatest countries in the world. We have a country that, you know, you can, we have freedom of speech, Second Amendment, all the amendments that are very important. And I think in the end, that's what's amazing. So we should just continue to do what's right. You know, my dad used to always tell me, do what's right and things will always work out. And I believe in this country, we're going to continue. We need to continue to do what's right.
That's Republican Congressman Jim Renacci. And before that, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, both running for the U.S. Senate. And we're going to be hearing more from both of the candidates in just a couple of moments. Meantime, a quick thank you to the campaign staffs for Mr. Renacci and Mr. Brown. Time requests are massive. They made time for the Town Hall Ohio audience. We appreciate it. We'll be back in just a few moments. Back today on Town Hall Ohio with Republican Congressman Jim Renacci and Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, both candidates for the U.S. Senate, and talking about a variety of issues with those of you who are regular Town Hall Ohio listeners. Glad to have you along with us today and appreciate the time given to this by both Mr. Brown and Mr. Renacci. Mr. Renacci gets to go first in this subject matter. We just talked about some foreign policy issues a few moments ago. We want to get to some things a little bit closer to home here. Congressman, as I'm sure you're well aware, the subject of water quality is high on the minds of farmers and all Ohioans. Would you look at solving those water quality / agricultural challenges? How should policy be driven, and what should that policy look like?
Well, look, we should do whatever is necessary to make sure our waterways are clean. But at the same time, we need to work together with the farming community. We don't need to regulate them out of the game, which is always a problem. The federal government too often thinks that regulations are the answer to fixing things. Look, there are some good regulations, but sometimes regulations just overburden. So I'm a big believer in the Great Lakes and the restoration and making sure it's clean. I'm a big believer that we got to make sure that the regulatory climate is kept to a point where, you know, farmers can continue to grow and prosper. But there are solutions we have to look outside of the box. I always talk about the Great Lakes. I've been approached by opportunities where we can take, you know, some of the algae that grows and convert it into other products with boats. So maybe there's other answers. Maybe there's other answers than just adding another regulation. I think we need to be all of the above when it comes to that. But we need to protect our waterways.
So farmers are as interested as the next person in some of the issues we've talked about, be it national defense or jobs in the economy. But as you look to Ohio rural areas specifically, are there some things that you want to pay a special attention to beyond the water quality item that we just mentioned?
Well, again, regulations are always going to be important even beyond that. I mean, water in the United States is a big issue and something that Sherrod Brown seems to want to continue to promote, give the EPA authority over small puddles of water. In the end, we need to get that regulatory burden off of the farmer, the rural farmer. But at the same time, we need to make sure that the rural communities are also growing, that the farmers have the availability for workforce, which I think is so important. And then I always say that when it comes to farmers, we got to make sure that they're able to pass the farm down to the children and grandchildren. That's where the death tax is so important. I do know it's harder to find workforce in rural areas. So we have to make sure that our immigration program is working, our guest worker program is working as well.
So what's your favorite farm story you've learned so far from campaigning through the state of Ohio? Have you talked to some farmers and got a little sense of what's important to them?
Well, look, I've been at a dairy farm at 4 o'clock in the morning, helping oversee the milking of cows. I've been around the state. I've talked to many, many farmers. I've been with the soybean farmers as well. They're concerned about tariffs. But it's a great opportunity. Farming is a great asset in our state, in our great state. And I think in the end, we need to make sure we protect that asset and the value that it brings. So it's been great as I travel. Sometimes getting up at 4 a.m. is kind of interesting. But you also realize the life of a farmer and how early they start.
So, Senator, as you know, a high priority in farm country in Ohio is how do we balance producing food with keeping Lake Erie and our other natural resources clean? What's your view on the proper way to address that those dual goals?
It starts with listening to farmers and understanding their challenges. A lot of fingers point at farmers for the algae blooms in Lake Erie or for what's happened to Grand Lake St. Mary or what's happened to streams generally. And so when I see those fingers point, I want to listen to what farmers tell me, because I don't know too many farmers that, on the one hand, want to put more fertilizer on their land and have it run off into a creek, which runs into the Blanchard, which runs into the Maumee, which runs into Lake Erie. I also don't know any farmers, I've not heard in the dozens of roundtables around the state that I've done or John McCracken in my office have done, I've not heard farmers say they want fewer conservation programs. So whatever we can do to give incentives to farmers for filter strips, for cover crops, for land practices that they want to do anyway, whatever incentives we can do to deal with those problems before we happen. Once algae started to bloom, it's awfully hard. You don't put the genie back in the bottle. And how do we prevent this in the shallowest Great Lake? We know the Western Basin's over only 30 feet deep, and Lake Erie's the most vulnerable lake, and it's our Great Lake, and it's so important to our state.
Because we're Farm Bureau, I'm going to ask you about specifically rural issues outside of water quality, Senator. Are there some things that you think need addressed in Washington specifically to the benefit of the rural areas of Ohio?
Yeah, I'm the first senator in half a century to join the Farm Committee, the Agriculture Committee, is one, I grew up around it, but more importantly, I know one out of eight jobs in Ohio is connected to food and agriculture. So my relationship with the Farm Bureau gets better and better each year because I meet with them both here, a lot of farmers, and in Washington when they come and listen. And we do these roundtables and really understand these ag issues. That's why I'm on the conference committee. I'm on to promote local foods. I'm on to promote the nutrition title. I'm on to help the safety net with farm prices, because as commodity prices have been far too low for going on, I guess, 5 or 6 years now. It's a different kind of farm bill, and there's not partisanship on the ag committee, but there are regional differences, and it's my job to fight for crops in Ohio and dairy in Ohio and specialty crops and soybeans and corn and wheat. I will continue to do that.
Sherrod Brown and Jim Renacci will return in a moment. Well, I hope your weekend's going well so far. We're enjoying our visit today with two gentlemen who'd like to serve Ohioans in the U.S. Senate, the incumbent Sherrod Brown and his challenger, Jim Renacci. We are back to talk with both Mr. Brown and Renacci on a variety of topics, including one that I think all of us are genuinely concerned about, civility or the lack thereof of it in politics. We begin this segment with Senator Brown. My question was simply, how did we get where we are, and how do we get out of this mess?
It's been years that we've gotten there. I mean, I wish the president, I blame the president in some sense for not fixing it or making it worse. I wish he'd stop the name calling of his own staff and his own party and everybody else. But I also know it happened, started before he came. And I look at the Farm Bill, and the Farm Bill got 86 votes in the Senate. It's the most votes out of 100 senators that any Farm Bill's ever gotten in the U.S. Senate. So we can come together in a lot of issues. I mean, I've come together with Senator Portman on all kinds of Lake Erie issues and trade issues, trade enforcement laws, and come together with Senator Capito on opioids. She's the Republican senator across the river in West Virginia. And come together with Senator McConnell on some issues in Kentucky. I mean, we can help by being more bipartisan in issues we pass. I mean, sometimes you can't be on big tax bills. We're not going to agree because Republicans think you do tax cuts that go overwhelmingly to the wealthiest people. Democrats think you aim those tax cuts more at the middle class. And that's just a difference of philosophy. But I think we all have it. We're a divided society. We watch, you know, conservatives watch Fox and liberals watch something else. And I think it's going to take a reworking for all of us to decide we've got to get along better than we do.
So in the rare free time that Sherrod Brown has, what kind of things do you do for fun?
Grandkids always help. We have 7 grandkids, 4 of them in Columbus, 2 daughters that live in Columbus. They're they live 10 minutes apart from each other, and they each have two children under six. So that's a big part of it. I have a garden that really wasn't very good this year. The rabbit, my dog Franklin, didn't seem to keep the rabbits and the woodchucks out. And for the first time, they ate sunflowers. I've planted sunflowers for years, and they eat sunflowers. Like, who knew? I mean, they get the beans and they get the lettuce, but they got the sunflowers this year. So I got to go to the Ag Extension Service, man, and get some help, because I don't even understand that.
Senate candidate Sherrod Brown. Let's begin our conversation with Mr. Renacci, starting with the same question, civility in politics. How did we get into the mess we're in, and how do we get out of it?
Well, one of the things I would tell you, look, if you go back 200 years, there was no civility there either. I mean, people killed each other in the Congress, and people seem to forget that. There were a lot of instances where people outright, you know, dueled with guns because they were so unhappy. We now have a system, though, with social media and TV that just highlights it. And I think in the end, we need to be more cautious about that. But that comes from strong leadership. And I think, you know, the first thing I can tell you, one of my first hearings in Washington, you get 5 minutes to speak, opening statements, and the Republicans were bashing the Democrats. The Democrats were bashing the Republicans. When it came to me, I finally said, I had enough of this. I said, I want to listen to the witnesses. I want to hear what they have to say. And it was surprising, because after that hearing, a Democrat, John Carney from Delaware, walked over to me and said, you know what, I really appreciate what you did there, because I changed the tone of the whole hearing. And he and I became friends. We started having breakfasts. I said, you have a couple more friends. I'll bring a few friends. I'm proud to say that I'm in my eighth year, and we have a bipartisan breakfast every week to talk about issues that we can agree on and work on together. We've had over 15 bills that we've worked on together, co-sponsored together. That's the one thing you'll never hear on TV. That's the one thing you'll never hear on social media. There is a way to work together. We just got to find common ground.
I'm going to guess that there will be very few moments where you're going to have a chance to kick back and relax between now and November. But when you're not in the midst of a race, what do you do for fun? How does Jim Renacci relax, and what do you do?
Well, Jim Renacci, I go back to my roots, and you know what? I used to work on cars. I used to work around the house. Believe it or not, sometimes just cutting the grass is a way to relax. I've got an old car that I love to work on occasions. I love to golf, but I don't get a chance to golf anymore because I clearly don't have 4 hours in a day to do that. So I've kind of broken away from that. But you know what? The best times for me are just spending times in the backyard with the family, getting people, the family together, knowing that I'm so busy that I can relax, sit down and enjoy that, the backyard, the cut grass, and relax from this. Because you're exactly right. This pace on a campaign is just going and going and going. I love it. I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm getting to know so much more about Ohio. Even though when I first started in business, I was in business in almost every county in this state. But today I'm getting to see it from a whole different perspective.
Republican Jim Renacci and before that Democrat Sherrod Brown both want to be your next U.S. Senator. By the way, we already have a couple of our candidate shows in the can, and if you want to go listen to them, townhallohio.org is the place to go. We have Secretary of State candidates Kathleen Clyde and Frank LaRose, and Auditor candidates Keith Faber and Zach Space. Townhallohio.org, that's where you can catch up in case you missed anything. More with Brown and Renacci when we continue. I hope you've been enjoying our conversations today with Jim Renacci, Republican candidate for Senate, and his counterpart, the incumbent, Democrat Sherrod Brown. We're going to wrap up that conversation with both gentlemen. I pose to each of them a very simple question. Here's 2 minutes. Tell our listeners why they should vote for, in this case, Jim Renacci.
Well, look, I tell everybody, if you're happy with the old ways and the way things have been going, vote for the same guy who's been around for 44 years. If you really like what's changed with this president, if you like a different type of person, somebody who's not a career politician, somebody who's never had to live within the world, like Sherrod Brown, he has never had to live within the world that he regulates us on. That's a shame that we keep putting somebody back there. The other problem, though, is we have somebody, Ohio is a purple state trending red. Sherrod Brown votes primarily with Schumer, and he votes very liberal. And if you look at his voting record, he's one of the four most liberal senators in the country. So Here's the difference. I tell people, get to know who Jim Renacci is. Jim Renacci is a business guy who started his business age 24 from nothing. My parents had nothing. I'm proud that they taught me anything's possible in this country. At the age of 24, I started that business, created over 15 jobs, signed the front of the paycheck, not the back of the paycheck, and was able to create those jobs. Two different people. I think most people that are listening will say they're tired of a career politician who's never had to live within the rules that they make. Well, that's my opponent, Sherrod Brown. And like I say, nice guy. I just don't agree with his policies. He's more in tune with Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, and Bernie Sanders. Ohio really needs somebody who understands the industry, understands economics, understands jobs and economy, has lived it, has worked it, has started out as a poor blue-collar union Democrat from a blue-collar union Democratic family, but understand what it is to live the American dream. And I will tell you, there is nothing I can love or cherish more than this state. It gave me the opportunity as a poor kid to live this American dream. And I want to make sure that everybody that's listening, that their children and grandchildren have that same opportunity I had 35 years ago.
Congressman Jim Renacci with his pitch to earn your vote to be our next U.S. Senator. As we close out, the final opportunity for candidate Sherrod Brown. Why should Ohioans vote for you?
I wake up every day trying to figure out how to make Ohio better, how to fight for Ohio workers. And if you love your country, you fight for those who make it work, whether you're a farmer or whether you're a shopkeeper, whether you work in a classroom or whether you work in a newsroom, whether you are an hourly wage earner or you draw a salary, whether you work in a hospital or an office. And when I go to the grocery store or I pick up my wife's medication at a local pharmacy, I talk to people who, they believe if they work hard and they play by the rules, they ought to be able to get ahead. And I don't think people in Washington understand the dignity of work. The dignity of work, whether you're a farmer or whether you're a factory worker, whether you work construction, whether you're an orderly in a hospital, whether you're a middle-class salaried worker in an office. And I think people, when I think about the dignity of work and the dignity of growing old in this country, where people who have worked hard all their lives and have contributed to the community should be certain that their Medicare will be there, should be certain that the Social Security will be solid, that their cost of living adjustment is fair. I think if you think about the dignity of work and the dignity of retirement, and members of Congress and politicians think about those two premier in their minds, I think this would be a better country.
30 seconds. How do you keep from getting worn out in a campaign season this?
You schedule a day off here and there. I think if you get up and you really care about what you're fighting for, it makes all the difference in the world. And when I'm debating on the Senate floor or talking to somebody on the quote unquote other side, I think it's whom you fight for and what you fight against. I mean, I know whom I'm fighting for every day. I don't ever want it to be personal. I fight against things that maybe some people are doing that I don't agree with, but I don't want it to be personal because I know whom I'm fighting for, and that means everything.
Senator Sherrod Brown, and before that, Representative Jim Renacci, both sharing with us their reasons why they would like to earn your vote to serve in the United States Senate. A big thank you to both Mr. Renacci and Mr. Brown for taking time out of their busy campaign schedules, coming in here to the Ohio Farm Bureau offices, sitting down in the studio, and sharing their thoughts with those of you as Town Hall Ohio listeners. This show and all of our candidate programs, by the way, are going to be archived. You can find them at townhallohio.org. That's where you can hear all of the candidates for statewide office. That'll wrap things up for this week. Hope you can rejoin us next week. I'm Joe Cornele. Glad to have you along for Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.